from the Mercy One studio. John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here at Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. It is Wednesday, December 2nd. We got a great show for you today. Father Ross Parker going to be coming up at 7:15 today. Vocations Director for the Diocese of Des Moines. We haven't had him on for a while. I mean, I think it's been a matter of maybe a year, if not a little bit more. So we're sorry about that. We're going to talk about vocations, and he's been hard at work. You know, hard to get a hold of. We'll blame him instead. But no, he has just been rocking the house when it comes to vocations for the Diocese of Des Moines and doing an awesome job. And we're going to talk to him all about it and really cultivating a center of vocations right here in the Diocese of Des Moines, how we can do that in our own communities, in our parishes, and in our families. Father Ross Parker coming up here very soon. Looking forward to that. Bill Bonner, he is the Director of Mission and Ministry for Mercy College of Health Sciences, coming up for our Catholic Truth and Beauty segment. Bo is going to be talking about the difference today between the particular judgment and the final judgment. Looking forward to talking to Bo Bonner on that. Pope Francis coming up, going to be talking about the patience of God. And does God always wait for a sinner's conversion? I think so. The Holy Father has something to say on that for his Wednesday general audience address. We'll look at that coming up here in just a few minutes. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports weather straight from the desk of TV 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa, your saint of the day. And that will wrap up a Wednesday for you today. My log, right as I was about to come in here, completely blanked out. So I'm doing all of this on memory. Is there an applause button here? Yeah, all of it. And that means I'm missing about half of what I'm probably supposed to be doing. But anyway, I'll get it back up in a second. Let's go to our morning offering as we pray. God, our Father, we offer you our day, all of our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and our strength today in union with your love. Holy Spirit, be with us. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo, news and sports.
And sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy hump day. Hump day Wednesday to you.
It's Wednesday, and I'm going blank slate here. I've got nothing in front of me. I'm doing my best.
Oh, you're talking about your computer screen. I was thinking of something else. I am sorry. I thought it was something else you were talking about going blank, but yeah.
Well, sometimes the script, it happens. It has happened right at the right time.
Yeah, the wrong time. You're on the air. That's why. That's the wrong time. You can do it any other time of the day. But, well, I'll give you some time to reboot, as they say, and do that. But how things been other than trying to recoup your computer information? How things been?
Well, got to get the log back up here, but no, things are fine right here, middle of the week, ready to go. 40s is a gift. I'll take 40s. I'm not a 30s or 20s fan, but I'll take 40s.
Well, for yesterday, I got up to 42 degrees. Felt pretty nice. I didn't have to take a heavy coat to go to lunch, and then today it's going to be 3 degrees warmer. So we got to enjoy this, and we're above average for this time of year. The first week of December, and we're in the 40s. So we will bank on that. Now, you got your guess correct, right? It is Father Ross and it is Bo coming on today.
I got both of them correct. They're on.
You're sure. You're 100% sure.
I am 100% they're on.
I'm going to put betting odds right now that one of them is going to get a call from Jimmy and saying, what are you talking about? Who are you? I got a feeling that may happen because you're going by your memory.
Wait, it's December 2nd, 2019, right? That's where we're at?
No, it's 20, John. 2020. Oh, okay. Come on. Okay, let's 20, get back on.
All right, I'll get back here.
Well, I'll let you get back to your rebooting, and I'll just kind of meander through the news, the weather, and the sports. And we got a lot of sports going on today, believe it or not. So, all right, let's get to it. From the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently in Des Moines, might have a little frost on your windshield as you wake up. Mostly clear skies, 24 degrees, an east wind at 6 miles per hour. That feels like temperature is at 17 degrees this morning. But today it'll be partly sunny and above average temperatures, as we just discussed. Today's high in central Iowa, 45 degrees, north winds at 5 miles per hour. Tonight, we'll see a little bit more clouds moving in, overnight low of 25 degrees, and tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry, highs in the lower to mid 40s. That is the way Thursday, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and even into next week, 40s, they're saying, with dry conditions. So that doesn't get too much better than that here in this first week of December. In the news, on this hump day, on this Wednesday morning, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is calling on Congress to pass another round of COVID economic stimulus money. The governor said yesterday in a press conference that the state is considering more stopgap small business funding with the remaining federal CARES Act money. Now, Governor Reynolds said the state of Iowa has until the end of the month to disperse its share of the CARES Act money. The $908 billion measure includes more funding for the Paycheck Protection Program. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday and today, there are no Dowling Catholic varsity sports and activities scheduled. But the good news is Dowling is going back to in-person learning beginning this Monday. So that means we'll have high school sports next week. I'll get to that in a moment. Today, in sports action, NFL. They're trying to finish up last week, and there'll be a special Wednesday afternoon NFL football game this afternoon. The end of Week 12, the Baltimore Ravens at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers are undefeated at 10-0. The game will be this afternoon. They'll kick it off at 2:40 p.m., and it'll be televised on NBC. Tonight, men's college basketball. In the Big 12, a non-conference game up in Ames, the Iowa State Cyclones hosting the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. They'll tip it off at 6 o'clock at Hilton Coliseum in Ames. And if you want to, you can watch it on ESPN Plus. That is their pay-per-view service. Tonight, women's college basketball, all four of the Big Four teams in the state of Iowa will be in action, and two of them will be right here in Des Moines as the Iowa Hawkeyes come to town, and they take on the Drake Bulldogs. Tip off at 6 o'clock. That'll be at the Knapp Center in Des Moines, and it'll be televised on Mediacom Connections 22. Number 23, Iowa State, in women's action tonight. They'll be on the road in Big 12 play at Texas Christian, and they'll tip it off at 6:30 down in Fort Worth, Texas. And Northern Iowa will be on the road tonight. They'll be at North Dakota State, and they'll have a 7 o'clock tip-off up in Fargo, North Dakota. And yesterday afternoon, we found out that Dowling will go back to in-person classes beginning this Monday. Well, that means our first high school basketball broadcast will be this coming Tuesday night, December 8th, the season opener for the Dowling girls. Fort Dodge at Dowling, pregame at 7:30, tip-off at 7:45 from the Dowling gym. So tune in this coming Tuesday night, high school girls basketball, as the Dowling girls have their season opener right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently mostly clear skies, 24 degrees, an east wind at 6 miles per hour. That feels like temperature at 17 degrees. And today, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 45 degrees with north winds at 5 miles per hour here in central Iowa. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports. On your Wednesday morning, John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, and Mercy Medical Center. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Things are looking good for us this morning. So we start off accident-free, 235 running 7 minutes from both the West Mixer and East Mixer into downtown on 235. So again, no issues to pass along. Thanks to BuilderKent Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKent has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Online at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Everything working again. Pope Francis said Wednesday that God does not wait for us to stop sinning to start loving us, but always holds out hope for the conversion of even the most hardened sinner. Quote, "There is no sin that can completely erase the image of Christ present in each one of us," the Pope said in his general audience address this morning. "Sin can disfigure it, but not remove it from God's mercy. I'm going to say that again because I think this is so important for us. When we think our sin takes us out, it removes us from God's mercy. It can disfigure it, he says, but it can never remove it from God's mercy. All of what we are and who we are is in the mercy of God. Yeah, it can rupture it. Yeah, I mean, it can put a blockade between us and God, but it will never be able to completely replace or take us out of God's merciful love if we so ask. If we so ask. Now, it is possible for us with a hardened heart to turn away from God and for us to not ask for his mercy. Yeah, it's possible for us to completely reject it. But I think us and anyone listening right now, we sit back and we say our own faults, our own failings, our own struggles, our own difficulties, well, God has given up on us, or I've been taken out of God's mercy. No, all we have to do is turn to him again. We have an incredible way of doing that in receiving God's merciful love, and that is in the sacrament of confession. A sinner can remain in error for a long time, the Holy Father said, but God is patient till the end, hoping that the sinner's heart will eventually open and change. You see who the onus is on here? The onus is on us. It's not on God. God relentlessly pursues us. God gets as close to us as possible, and he is right now, even in our sin, in our own failings, in our mess. It's up to us to turn to him and to say, Lord, I am yours. Forgive me. The Pope is speaking right now, live streaming from the Library of the Vatican's Apostolic Palace. He said that reading the Bible with prisoners or a rehabilitation group can be a powerful experience and a good example of what he's talking about here. Quote, to allow these people to hear that they are still blessed, notwithstanding their grave errors, that the Heavenly Father continues to desire their good and to hope that they will open themselves in the end to the good. Even if their closest relatives have abandoned them, they are always children to God. At times, miracles happen. Men and women are reborn, for God's grace changes lives. He takes us as we are, but he never leaves us as we are. God did not wait for us to convert ourselves before beginning to love us, but he loved us a long time before when we were still in sin. God loves our mess. God loves your mess, friends. And I think that is something that we could think about, ponder, meditate on for a long, long time. God, again, he takes us as we are, but he never leaves us as we are. And this is something that we see over and over again in sacred scripture. When God encounters a sinner, when God encounters someone in sin, he doesn't say, oh, all right, go on, continue on as you are. He always leaves them with, go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. See, he desires a change. Now, that change happens when we encounter the Lord Jesus, even in our sin, even in our mess. Yes. See, we think we have to, get over our mess in order to be able to go to God. No, that's not the way it works. That's not the way it works in the spiritual life here. And the Holy Father's reminding us of that. That the Lord, he takes us as we are, but he wants to take us to new heights, to who we can actually be. That's the Holy Father's Wednesday general audience address. Father Ross Parker coming up next, vocations director for the Diocese of Des Moines. Haven't had him on for a long time. Going to get an update on what vocations are looking like and how vocations have continued, how his office has continued to work during this time with the coronavirus. So we'll have Father Ross Parker right after this here on this Wednesday. John Leonetti in the morning right here at Iowa Catholic Radio. It is December 2nd. Thanks for being a part of the show today. And thanks to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Whether it be plumbing, heating, air conditioning services for nearly 20 years, Golden Rule. Now, one thing that I think is cool about Golden Rule is their technicians are trained in their in-home training facility. 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's their guarantee. And they're everywhere. GoldenRulePHC.com. That is GoldenRulePHC.com.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at CindySchulte.com. 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Thank you, Bless Me International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. The number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake, confluencebrewing.com.
Thank you for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Would you consider a $30 a month donation? Your support keeps Iowa Catholic Radio on the air, connecting people to Christ.
Support Catholic media. What an incredible gift Catholic media is. Support any kind of Christian outreach that's getting the word out, because it's a contrast to the negative message which is often being promoted, especially as regards issues of human dignity.
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit.
Thanks for joining me today, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Coming up, second half hour, Bo Bonner for our Truth and Beauty segment. We're going to talk to him about the difference between the particular judgment and the final judgment. I'm going to leave some good time for him on that. He said you're going to have to, because we're going to get into the weeds here, all on some deep theology. Looking forward to it. Let's go to Father Ross Parker, Vocations Director for the Diocese of Des Moines. Welcome back, Father.
Good to be with you, John. Happy Advent to you.
Yeah, it's been a little while since you've been on. I know you've been busy, my friend here. I know, with these times in the last eight, nine months, things have been difficult, but that doesn't mean the Office for Vocations has shut down. What have you been up to?
Correct. Yeah, we're very blessed that actually we have three men who are applying for 2021-2022 school year, and we have five guys getting ordained priests in June, and so thanks be to God for that here and this coming June. And so there's a lot going on. So there's good things happening in the vocations world.
I don't know if you ever look at the numbers around the country, but per capita of the diocese of Des Moines, five vocations to the priesthood, ordinations that are going to be taking place in June. That's got to be number one. I got to think it's number one. It's up there, right?
Has to be. I'll have to check that out. I'll have to get the actual number per capita Catholics versus ordinations. You know, Wichita is usually number one. They usually have, I think last year they had 10 guys ordained, and that's a pretty small diocese as well. So we got to be
five
up there.
Guys. I mean, that's incredible, Father. I mean, I love hearing that. And now, you know, how do we sustain that? What does that look like? And that's not on you. That's not on the bishop. That's not on our priest. That's on all of us. What does it take to be able to cultivate vocations so we can get 5, 6, 10, 15, 20 guys ordained to the priesthood every year?
That's right. That'd be awesome. No, I think number one, it's a work of prayer. It's a work of, you know, being open to God's call and in your life, and then encouraging our young people to be thinking about where God is calling them. And that really starts in our families. And that's the big thing, is that it takes, you know, moms and dads and Now, I'm even more and more convinced, too, that grandparents have a big role in that, too, that they sometimes are great sort of witnesses of faith, where maybe mom and dad, you know, there's just a lot going on. We know that. And sometimes grandparents really help instill faith and values in their grandchildren. And I think that's important, too, if there's any grandparents listening, that, you know, that you also are enlisted in this great work of building a culture of vocations.
Are you waiting for the guys to come to you to say, hey, I'm thinking about the priesthood, or what are ways that you as vocations director are getting out there in these times, you know, what we're facing right now, to be able to, you know, show people that this is a vocation to consider?
Yeah, that's been a really frustrating thing for me. And we had a conference yesterday about that, and kind of the best and worst things about the pandemic. And the worst thing for me is that, you know, a lot of my time was spent, you know, going to religious education programs, going to the schools, you know, traveling around, kind of promoting vocations. And obviously I haven't been able to do that since March. And so that's been kind of frustrating. So you just kind of find, you know, other means to be in contact with guys and just kind of do the best I can with that, reaching out. And we actually were able to get in a thinking of priesthood day, and we actually had that in Elkhart. And again, I don't know, I think it's just all God's work. That we had the most we've ever had come to that day. So it was awesome. And that's the four dioceses in Iowa. So that was back in November, early November. So that was, again, just the Holy Spirit working, and so we're finding ways to promote things even in the midst of the pandemic.
Yeah, and you know, everyone's trying to get creative here and doing the best that they possibly can. Religious life. Are there guys? Are there women that have come to you that have said, you know, I'm thinking of going down this path, and what have we seen?
Absolutely. So again, about three women have joined religious orders that I know of in this past year, and all doing well so far. And one of my former spiritual directees is with the Marian Sisters in Nebraska, and other women who are interested in religious life. And you know, I think we hear a lot about the priesthood because they're serving the people of the diocese, but also we don't want to skip over the fact that there's many women who are in religious life, and we just don't have those convents, you know, here in our diocese. So we just don't hear as much about it after they've entered a convent or religious community. And so, but yeah, there's a definite interest in religious life as well. And so that's a huge blessing for our diocese. And just to see that openness in people is really, really neat, to see their openness to the call of religious life.
What's the meaning of vocation?
Yeah, so vocation comes from the Latin word vocare, which means to call. And so each of us has a particular call and a particular vocation that's given to us by God that helps us get to where we want to go, and that's heaven. And so, you know, most people are called to marriage, and the spouses are called to help their spouse and their children get to heaven, and to be a priest or religious is to help ourselves and to help others, you know, to be, you know, spiritual fathers and mothers in that regard. And so it's a special call, you know, given to us by God that helps us, you know, get to where we want to go. And so it's a very special thing, and that's why we need to be serious about, you know, where God may be calling us.
Well, and that's why I've been given the position you've been given, to be able to help steer that in people's lives. And, you know, I think for many young people today, there's a lot of wonder. There's a lot of, you know, where could God be calling me, or a lot of confusion out there of where God could be calling them. And, you know, it's not just your job, as I said, but you're kind of the figurehead for it, to be able to help us understand and help others understand where it is that God is calling them to be able to live this holiness in their lives. And, you know, it doesn't end when you do find your vocation, right? I mean, vocations, it's a continual thing of nurturing, of cultivating, of growing in, whether it be marriage or religious life, or someone who's single or someone who's a priest.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the beautiful thing about any vocation, is I think that you grow, and you're called to grow in that vocation, whatever it is. And even, I'm sure, married people, you know, their love for each other hopefully grows over time. It doesn't, you know, end on their wedding day, or, you know, or same with your ordination. You know, your love for God's people doesn't kind of end, you know, once you're ordained, but it hopefully continues to grow and nurtured. And we do that through prayer and that growth of holiness. So exactly right. I like that, John, that we're called to nurture our vocations.
Yeah. What seminaries are we sending to?
Good question. So our major seminaries, we're just using two now, and that's the North American College in Rome, and then the St. Paul Seminary in St. Paul, Minnesota, which is on the campus of the University of St. Thomas. And then our minor seminaries, now we're using two, and where we were just using one, and so we're using your alma mater there, Loras College in Dubuque now.
Sure.
And which is good. We have obviously a connection there with our bishop, and then now St. John Vianney, which is also on the campus of the University of St. Thomas for our college men. And so two seminaries for major seminarians, then two for our college men.
How does the diocese decide where a guy goes? Does a guy get a pick?
A guy has a say in it, because we want him to be happy, especially, you know, in the college level. We want it to be more, you know, since they have some, you know, skin in the game with, you know, their loans and things like that. And you know, they help pay for their college education. And then once they get to major seminary, then, you know, with consultation, usually with the bishop and myself, a guy kind of has a chance to, you know, give his two cents and where he wants to go. And normally we try to honor that.
What's the major difference between the major seminaries? I mean, you got a seminary all the way in Rome, and then you've got a seminary just in Minnesota.
Right. So there's not much difference in terms of what the guys learn. And so there's not much difference in, you know, the classes that they take. That's basically mandated by the church. And what they learn is, so they take the same classes. It's just a little bit different way of learning in Europe versus the United States. And sure. And then the seminaries do the formation, and you know, the most important part of the seminary experience, you know. And so there's not much difference in terms of what they're learning or the formation that they're receiving. It's just, you know, I think in Rome it's just a particular experience that a guy is able to receive through, whether that's travel or, you know, being close to the heart of the church, or, you know, so some guys are interested in that, and some guys are, you know, hey, I want to kind of be closer to home. And there's no good or bad choice. They're both very good, and we wouldn't send our guys anywhere where we thought that they were getting a, you know, deficient formation, or if one was way better than the other one, we'd obviously use the one that was better. But they're both
sure.
Very, very good, and I'm very, very impressed by both programs.
Well, the opportunity that, you know, the Diocese of Des Moines gives the guys is just incredible. I'm a Rome fanatic. I absolutely love going over there. You know, I take groups over there. But if you told me that I had to go over there for 4 years and study, I'd say no, can do. I'm going to Minnesota. At the other end, I know guys that, you know, would jump at the opportunity any day of the week to be able to go over there for 4 years. So, again, it's kind of a cultural experience and a different opportunity, as you said, being close to the heart of Rome. But, again, there's a lot of guys that just wouldn't be conducive for. But the education is the same. Again, the experience, the guys, you know, when I was in the seminary, friends, I would go to different seminaries and see, and you just get the same crop of guys that are just striving to be holy. And I know that's what you're trying to, again, cultivate here in the Diocese of Des Moines. You're doing a heck of a job with it, Father. Keep up the great work. You hear me?
I'll do it. Hey, you pray for me, I'll pray for you. It's always good to be with you, John. Appreciate it.
Would you give us your blessing?
Sure. Heavenly Father, that's a special blessing on all of us listening today, especially as we begin this holy season of Advent. Help us to prepare for your coming in our lives, Lord Jesus. May Almighty God bless all of you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father Ross Parker, everyone. Talk to you soon, Father.
All right. Thanks, John. God bless you.
You as well. All right, Bo Bonner coming up in the second half hour. What's the difference between the particular judgment and the final judgment? Your Catholic Beauty and Truth segment here coming up second half hour, Wednesday, December 2nd. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Don't go anywhere. Thanks to Dean Bell for underwriting the show. Yeah, one of the things, thorn in the side that has been with me lately is not being able to play basketball with these guys. But, you know, when that picks up again, pun intended, pick up basketball, I'll be there. I promise you that. 963-4494, 30 years of business in residential re-roofs. He's got quite the recommendation list. I'll just say that. 963-4494, that's how I found him. Dean Bell, thanks again for underwriting the show. Residential re-roofs, 963-4494. Father Andrew now with today's gospel and reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you wisdom in speaking, that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus continues to warn people that following him isn't easy and will result in their faith being tested. But it's this same faith and our perseverance in it that will gain us eternal life. So there's no challenge that God allows us to undergo without giving us what we need to overcome it.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our number one rule is the Golden Rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And there's no better time than now to be living it. This year has been one for the record books, and the hits just keep on coming. So at Golden Rule, we are doing what we can to help out yet again. Introducing our Golden Age Buyback Program. As your HVAC system reaches the golden years of life, we will give you up to $1,500 to have it replaced. Everyone deserves the Golden Rule, and this is one way Golden Rule gives back to you. Go to goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you, Blessment International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Thanks for joining me, friends. John Leonetti, the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show today. Bo Bonner coming up here soon. Going to be talking about the difference today between the particular judgment and the final judgment for our Catholic Truth and Beauty segment. Looking forward to having Bo on here on this Wednesday, December 2nd. No Deacon Tony this morning. Let's offer our day to Almighty God as we pray. God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all of our thoughts, our words, our joys, and our sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning once again, John. Happy hump day on this Wednesday. Beautiful day going.
Here we are, middle of the week.
Yeah, you got your computer rebooted. You got all your information up there. You got the, you know, where is it? 7:33 on a Wednesday morning. Everything good?
Everything's good now. Yeah. Starting the show this morning, friends. If you're just tuning in, I had nothing. I had nothing. But we're rocking and rolling now.
And Father Ross answered the phone. Didn't ask who you were. Who is this? So that was good. You did that by memory. And I wonder if Bo will answer the phone that way.
It's
now,
been a while.
My segment's tomorrow.
It's been a while since I've had Father Ross on, but as usual, he does a great job. And I was glad to hear we've got some great things happening in the Diocese of Des Moines for vocations of the priesthood and religious life.
Absolutely. Last time I saw him was Catholic Youth Camp, and it wasn't this past summer. It was the summer before when my daughter was out there, and he was the priest on a getaway day on that Friday, and that's the last time I saw Father Ross. That tells you how society's been. We are really socially distancing from some of our good priests and good friends.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, so, all right, well, looking forward to today. A lot of basketball going on, John, as that season took off, and we got games today, and just a lot going on. So it keeps everybody – and we got an NFL game this afternoon, first time ever. You got history made today, about 2:30, NFL makeup football.
You've got – this is what I'm interested in. You've got Iowa State top 10 for football and Iowa top mm-hmm. three for basketball. When in the world was the last time you heard that?
John, I don't think it's ever happened. I think things – it must be 2020.
That's it right there. That's the answer.
That's the only answer I can give you. So
I could see Hawk good. Football top 10 and Iowa State basketball top 3, but switch those, and I'll tell you, you're right. It's 2020.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And, hey, hats off to both of them. Hopefully they have success, and we'll have a lot of fun following, I know, on some of our downtime.
I'm in.
All right, let's get right to it. We've got a beautiful day in store here in central Iowa from the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines at the Mercy One studio. We have mostly clear sky. The sun just came up and a very chilly 23 degrees. The winds are now calm as temperatures will be above average throughout the rest of the week. There is some frost on the windshield, so make sure you give yourself plenty of time to get the frost taken care of and warm your car up. And today it'll be partly sunny here in central Iowa, even warmer than yesterday, a high of 45 degrees with north winds at 5 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, overnight low of 25 degrees, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry, highs in the lower to mid-40s, and that is actually the extended forecast tomorrow through next Monday. Partly cloudy, dry, highs in lower to mid-40s throughout the whole week, so we're not going to get much chance of precipitation. The best chance would be tonight into tomorrow as there's a system coming up from Kansas City that may just skirt the southern border of Iowa. Well, in the news on this hump day Wednesday morning, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is calling on Congress to pass another round of COVID economic stimulus money. The governor said yesterday in a press conference that the state of Iowa is considering more stopgap small business funding with the remaining Federal CARES Act money. Governor Reynolds says the state of Iowa has until the end of the month to disperse its share of the CARES Act money. The $908 billion measure includes more funding for the Paycheck Protection Program. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday and today, there is no Dowling Catholic varsity sports and activities scheduled, but good news for Dowling. They are going to go back to in-person classes, which means they can resume their sports programs and activities, and that means we'll have our first basketball game this season next Tuesday night. I'll get to that more in a moment. Today, NFL Wednesday afternoon football. Yes, the end of Week 12 is finally here for the NFL, and the Baltimore Ravens will be at the Pittsburgh Steelers. This game was scheduled for Thanksgiving night. It's been postponed three times. They'll play it this afternoon, all because of the COVID-19 protocol that both teams are under. Steelers are undefeated at 10-0. They'll kick it off this afternoon at 2:40 on NBC. Tonight, it's men's college basketball in the Big 12 non-conference game. The Iowa State men hosting South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits from South Dakota State. Tip off at 6 o'clock. The game will be at Hilton Coliseum in Ames, and it'll be on ESPN Plus, which is a paid-per-view service. Tonight, all the Big 4 women's basketball teams will be in action here in the state of Iowa. Two of them here in Des Moines. As the in women's play, it'll be Iowa Hawkeyes on the road here in Des Moines at the Drake Bulldogs. Tip off at 6 o'clock. It'll be at the Knapp Center on the campus of Drake University, and it'll be televised on Mediacom Connections 22. The number 23 Iowa State women open up Big 12 play tonight as they travel to Texas Christian University down in Fort Worth. They'll tip off at 6:30. And Northern Iowa women on the road at North Dakota State tonight. They'll tip off at 7 o'clock in Fargo, North Dakota. And as I mentioned earlier, since Dowling is now going to in-person classes beginning this coming Monday, our first high school basketball broadcast broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio will be this coming Tuesday night, December 8th, the season opener for the Dowling Girls. They'll host Fort Dodge in a non-division game. Pregame at 7:30, tip-off 7:45 from the Dowling Gym. So tune in for the call right here on Iowa Catholic Radio this coming Tuesday night. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently we have mostly clear skies, 23 degrees. The winds are calm, and today we'll enjoy partly sunny skies, a high of 45 degrees, north winds at 5 miles per hour here in central Iowa. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Wednesday morning John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We are still looking good on 235, making that drive into downtown for both East and West Mixer, running about 7 minutes, and we are accident-free, so no major issues to pass along this morning. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who execute your project professionally and efficiently, online at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
He took to heart the example of their patron saint and ministered to those who were sick in either their body or their soul. Today we celebrate Blessed Raphael Chelinski today. He was a Franciscan friar in a troubled Poland shortly after the 30 Years' War. Raphael was known for simple and candid sermons, generosity, and especially for his ministry in the confessional. When plague broke out in Warsaw, Raphael spent 20 months ministering to the sick and the dying in the city. Beatified by St. John Paul II in 1991, Raphael was lifted up as an example of living a consistent life. His sermons were powerfully reinforced by the living sermon of his life and his name, taken from the Polish version of the Archangel Raphael, indicating the ministry to the sick he had throughout his entire life. We ask today, Blessed Raphael Chelinski, pray for us. Amen. And a big thank you to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting the Saint of the Day. Experience in wills and estate planning, 224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. When we come back, Bo Bonner for our Catholic Truth and Beauty segment. We're going to talk about the difference between the particular judgment and the final judgment. That's next. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks to Five Sons Naturescapes, Landscape, and Design for underwriting the show. A Catholic family with a wide range of high-quality hardscape services, including paver patios, sidewalks, retaining walls, premium boulder walls, window wells, and more. Again, a Catholic veteran-owned family that's passionate about their work and service that they provide. 493-1060, FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. That's FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. Your diocesan minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Wednesday, December 2nd. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Catholic Charities' annual No Room at the Inn event is going virtual this year. Join Bishop Joneson and Catholic Charities supporters from the comfort and safety of your own home. You'll listen to holiday music, have fun finding all the candy canes, and go on virtual tours of Catholic Charities programs. Catholic Charities has been at the forefront of addressing homelessness in our community. Go to CatholicCharitiesDM.org to register. The Diocese of Des Moines has launched Civilize It Iowa, an initiative to help heal the divisions in our country. Civilize It Iowa invites us to pray, fast, and give alms for the sake of charity in our own hearts and for our country. Learn more at civilizeitiowa.com. If you or someone you know is divorced, check out the Catholic's Divorce Survival Guide. This 12-week group begins December 6th at Holy Trinity Parish in Des Moines. Meetings are 6 to 7:30 p.m. and cost is $30 per person. For more information, call Bill at 480-3314. That's 480-3314, or visit the Catholic's Divorce Survival Guide website. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Listen to Be Not Afraid with Father Fabian Mancata and Father P.J. McManus Tuesday mornings at 9 on Iowa Catholic Radio and on demand at iowacatholicradio.com and the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our number one rule is the Golden Rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And there's no better time than now to be living it. This year has been one for the record books, and the hits just keep on coming. So at Golden Rule, we are doing what we can to help out yet again. Introducing our Golden Age Buyback Program. As your HVAC system reaches the golden years of life, we will give you up to $1,500 to have it replaced. Everyone deserves the Golden Rule, and this is one way Golden Rule gives back to you. Go to goldenrulephc.com.
God's greatest blessing is Jesus Christ, the Holy Father says, for the Wednesday General Audience Address. This is the great gift of God, His Son. It is a blessing for all humanity. It is a blessing that has saved us all. He is the eternal Word with which the Father blessed us while we were yet sinners, the Word made flesh and offered for us on the cross. Big thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show. Appreciate you and all you continue to do for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. Doc and your team, I know you've had to really get creative in helping those families there in Limpopo, South Africa, but you've been doing it. BlessmanInternational.org. That is BlessmanInternational.org. Big thanks to Doc here on this show. Let's go to our next guest of the day, Bo Bonner, back on. Hello, sir.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my friend. All right, before we get to what you got coming up on the show today, let's talk all about the easy topic of the particular judgment and the final judgment.
Well, it's always fun to let people know that they're being judged. You know, that's always a dinner conversation. People really love hearing this.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so we when we hear the judgment, we feel like, okay, heart stops, brain waves cease, and we meet our Lord. He judges us, heaven, hell, that's it, right? But there's really kind of two kinds of judgment that the church talks about, the particular judgment and the final judgment. What are they?
Yeah, and you see this through history with catechisms and things like this, stressing why there would be two. And in some ways, of course, it's one judgment all the way, so it's not like, prelims or, you can do a test run and then it's the playoff judgment, the real one. No, it's the same judgment, but in many ways it's the aspect as of which the judgment is being considered. And what I mean by this is upon death, we are judged in light of the state of our souls about our destination. And so particular judgment is really about how an individual person upon death has set themselves up for the afterlife. I die, I am a reprobate, I don't care about God or my neighbor. The particular judgment says that I go to hell. I die in a state of grace, but with temporal sins that I must purgate. I go to purgatory. I die a martyr, enter into heaven immediately. So the idea of the particular judgment is the immediacy of the judgment of the soul upon death, so that there's no sort of waiting rooms, there's no sort of metaphysical weirdness. It's like when the thief on the cross is told by Jesus, this day you will be with me in paradise. However, the judgment in the greatest sense is talking about an event that the Bible brings up again and again. Not only the prophets talking about the future day of the Lord, but particularly in the New Testament, the end of time, the book of Revelations, when we get this idea that there will be a judgment, that the entirety of not only all people, but the world itself and all of history will be judged. And this judgment, the general judgment, is corporate in the very real sense of both sense of the words, I should say. Corporate meaning corpus, right? We will be resurrected, right? The judgment after the resurrection. The first judgment when you die, when your soul is separated from the body, the destination of your soul and where it goes. This general judgment is the judgment of the resurrected, all human beings. We have our corpus, we have our bodies, and we will be judged. But it is also corporate because we are judged as a body. As it were, all of what we will be told, all that we have done will be told in a way for all to hear. And not just all like, okay, everybody who is standing there now, but everyone throughout all of time. And God himself will reveal not only the complete extent of all of our choices, because everything we do today has echoes that will not only outlive us, but will outlive us by hundreds of and thousands of years. Will echo down through the centuries. We will hear how every action we did reverberated across, you know, time itself. But we will also hear the judgment of God, who will judge his creation good and show us that deep in all of this, that there's always been a providential plan. And so even when we look at the difficulties and the disease and the sin in the world, and we wonder where's God in all of this, at the last judgment, the general judgment, where we're corporately judged, not only will all of us see how what we did individually plays into the great social body that is all of creation, we will also see how God himself judges his creation good by how he has seen it to full fruition through time at the end of time.
So our bodies will resurrect.
Yes, I know that we're entering that part before Christmas season where maybe we're all neglecting our bodies by putting as much, you know, candy and carbs into it as much as possible. But yes, that body will definitely be with you at the end of time. And I say this mostly to myself, John, but just because you have more of a body because you helped it grow does not mean you get more judgment, right? But we'll all be judged at the end of time, fully who we are, body and soul, to show that completion, right, that the human is body and soul, and that all that we do is spiritual and material brought together. And the general judgment, the last judgment, is the demonstration of the fullness of even who we are. We are not just our individual disassociated selves. We are embodied. We have bodies. We belong to the body of the church. We belong to the body of the human race. And that is what this last judgment shows in full detail.
And I want to make sure that we're just clear, because you said, you know, there's no waiting room. And I think sometimes people can think purgatory is that waiting room. But it is a judgment in itself, right? I mean, the soul would be judged worthy of heaven with purification that would be needed.
Right. And I guess the thing to throw out here, right, is when people talk about purgatory, I mean, they're almost doing it always poetically. We're not sure what this is like. And so it can be rendered things like a waiting room, or can be rendered as an obstacle course or an intermediate time. You know, we only have our lived life to use as sort of fodder to try to make sense of these things. My only point is to say that, is that, as you said, purgatory itself is a judgment that we have attained heaven through God's grace, but that we have some perfection left. So what does that mean? Is purgatory instantaneous? Is purgatory, you know, time spent somewhere, as it's often rendered in certain medieval texts? We're not dead sure in that regard. But the idea is there is no state after you die where what your destination is up in the air. That will be revealed to us upon death. And that's the main point of what I was trying to get at.
Yeah. What do we got coming up on your show today?
So we have Dave Deevil, who's been on the show before, so an Uncommon Good All-Star, coming back to talk about Solzhenitsyn, his very interesting life, and maybe lessons we might have to learn from him.
Bo Bonner, he is still the Director of Mission and Ministry at Mercy College of Health Sciences for our Catholic Truth and Beauty segment. The show, 10 o'clock in the morning. If you miss it, friends, you can always go to iowacatholicradio.com. The Uncommon Good is always streamed there, but it is also on podcast, and you can take it with you whenever you go. You can binge listen to all the Uncommon Goods as well. Maybe you're on a long car ride. That'd be a good thing to do. Bo Bonner, talk to you soon, brother.
God bless, John.
All right, my friend. And that puts this show in the books today. Make it a great Wednesday today, my friends. And let's make sure to pray for one another. Look, Giving Tuesday was yesterday. I want to thank you for your generosity. I cannot thank you enough for your generosity and what you do for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. But that doesn't mean that we can't have a Giving Wednesday and a Giving Thursday and a Giving Friday. And to be generous with Iowa Catholic Radio every day of the week. Go to iowacatholicradio.com, friends, at any time. And if you so feel called, a simple $10 donation, $20 donation, $30 donation goes a very, very long way. I know you might be used to being asked, you know, two weeks out of the year for our carathons, but we're always in need. The hand is always out here at Iowa Catholic Radio so we can continue doing our Lord's work the best we know how, the best we possibly can. Let's offer our prayers to God as we pray. Lord, be with us today. Through the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary and her prayers, the angels that surround us, may we glorify you. We ask these prayers through Christ Jesus, our Lord and our God. Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
We know we were made for so much more than our Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.